Okay, thank you for having more. Yeah, I'm so pleased with you show that you'll share about your show follow. Okay, so let's look at some truths from Parthenus on page 22 of Pak and Vav, Hilchos Chol Okay, so let's take a look. Hakosev, the top right on page 22. Hakosev Sefer Torah la'atzmo. It's a misprint. It should say "V'atok hisvu lachem sashir hazos." He's writing a Sefer Torah, and he never wrote a Sefer Torah before. He wants to get the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, or he hired somebody to write a Sefer Torah, and he's so could he continue during Chol Hamoed? So I would say, before even looking at that, the simple shot is that's a Melechus Uman. Right, so to Melechus Uman is also even Tzarech HaMoed is also. So for sure it's also. So let's see what he says. Shuv also, Bashkova Rishona, I am Malcolm Lomar, the Mahdi Yisuf, and the Sikha Meshulchan Aruch, Afilu Agiyah Osachas, Psevi Torah Osor. Right, it says even Osachas is also. So even Osachas, so let alone writing a whole, continuing to write the Sefer Torah. My name is Sefer Torah Shel Hatzibur. So he says like this, maybe that's only talking about the community's Sefer Torah. There's a mistake, and you need to, whatever, give the Sefer Torah of the Tzibur. So you're not going to get a mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah because it's not your Sefer Torah. She'im Mekayim Bar Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. But she'im Ken Yochid Ha'umet Be'emtzah Ksiva Sefer Torah La'atzmo. In Russia, Moshe do luchtov la'atzmo mezuzah tefillin upon losam hamenichim. In other words, maybe for you, it's your own sefer Torah, and you're doing it to be mekayim the mitzvah. Batal kisul lachem es asir hazos. So maybe that's different, right? Because it's not the same as maybe it's a tzarech mitzvah. So maybe that should be okay. In other words, that's what he's discussing here. So he says, but Afal Pikin, he's going to say that that's why it's different than, in other words, that's why this case is different than the Gemara. Fratka Adai Lokiya Mitzvah Siva Sarah Torah, Sheish Lomar, Nechashiv Etzlo Mitzvah Chiyuv Shokiyim Mitzvah Latak Yisvu Lachem. Well, poskim shu mitzvah chiyuv is gam mizman hazeh. The poskim would say that you have to do it even mizman hazeh. The famous Rosh says mizman hazeh. We don't learn from the Sefer Torah, so we can just buy svar, right? But if you hold not that way, so it's a mitzvah. Halo kedei kai mitzvah chiyuv is mutter af ma'aser umim. So it would be that for tzorach mitzvah, maybe even a ma'aser umim is permissible. And he's holding by finishing off. So I guess he has some extra time. He wants to finish it off. He says, Mishabura asked this question. Why? What's the problem? If it's your Sefer Torah. Mashnami mitzvahs ksivas mezuzah, the mutter lichtov kuliyamu tzarech atzmo. Hanami ba'oda psula elo mitzvahs esei the ksivas sefer Torah. V'lo hela arucha, he doesn't give a full answer. Mashmi dvar the misha nifsalo sefer Torah shalom. If it's your sefer Torah, That's different than when it's the shul sefer Torah. Rashmi drawn the mission nifsul sefer Torah shalom despatel kiyum hamitzvah shalom. V'tzach lo madafin lemachayvin u'mitzvah shein overas elu shebemeshach imei chayev yichtov la'atzmo sefer Torah ve'inu mevatel hamitzvah dayin ela achash ha'meis b'lo kiyum hamitzvah dumi the mitzvah's puravu. It's a lifetime mitzvah. It's not like other mitzvahs you have to be put on tefillin all the time. There's a once throughout your life you have to like puravu. It's a lifetime mitzvah. So what's the rush? You know what I mean? Why do you have to do it during Chol HaMoed? You have your whole life to do it. Hashem mitzvahs mezuzah called the mezuzah called regesh shadar b'bayis below mezuzah mevatel mitzvahs esay. Whereas if you need a mezuzah for your own house, so then you could, and the mezuzah is problematic or you need to write it, so then you need it because every second you have a chiv to have a mezuzah in your house. But a sefer Torah, you know, it's a lifetime mitzvah, so it's not such a pressing need. So that's what he says. Do me the mitzvah. So he says, "Sarach lo malach the mechayv in mitzvah sheino veres." So mechzi mechayv yichtov sefer Torah. Eino mevatel mitzvah dayim. And lachar shemeis belochiyim a mitzvah. You only violate the mitzvah if a person died and he didn't do the mitzvah, so then he didn't do the mitzvah. But it's a lifetime mitzvah. Do me the mitzvahs puravu. Yimigmar k'sivas olacham bo yisakim afrei kol mashen yisakim b'kiyim a mitzvah. Masha ein kein b'mitzvahs mezuzah kol rega shadar b'bayis b'lo mezuzah. Vatal mitzvah sasei.
So this is one from Rav Arfanus. So
therefore, there's no heter of to do it on a mitzvah that you need to do, like the mezuzah. There's a problem with your mezuzah, and you need to get it done. So then, a sofer can do it on Chol HaMoed also, even though it's a melachas uman. But it's a melachas uman, the tzarach mitzvah that is a pressing mitzvah that you can do. But to write a mezuzah if you don't have enough mezuzahs in your house, and for some reason you didn't do it before Yantav, so Chol HaMoed, somebody could write a mezuzah or fix a mezuzah, etc. But not a Sefer Torah. It says, Magen Mishnah, maybe Shitas HaRa'ah, Shemutal Agiyah B'Sefer Torah, Tzarech Atzmo, L'Shum Mitzvah. Well, that even was L'Shum Mitzvah, had Magen Mishnah, Chol HaKalav. The Lord Domil, Ksiv, Tzvil, Mezuzah, 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 Yevshah, L'Asot Sefer Torah, Echad, Chol Shem Moed, V'Yishah. If you should came in Shalom Shaykh, she yachid yicht of last of Savitar Shleim, Meshach in Meyamoy, well, if Adi Lama, you know, she yukal and more, Kamacha Maham, but he says, Allah had like the Magen Mishnah, because the Ra'os says, Mutu Lagiyas, Savitar, the Surah Hatzmo, the Shum Mitzvah. So he says, the Ra'os Taka permits it, even by Sefer Torah. Mutu Lagiyas, Savitar, the Surah Hatzmo, the Shem Mitzvah. The question is, what's the heter of the Ramah? I mean, the Mishnah says that you afilo osachas you can't do. So why is the how can the Ra'or rather matil hagia sefer Torah l'tzarach atzmo?
Isn't there an Indian bechlal? There's a pasuk in Koheles that you don't, you know.
Right.
You don't put off a mitzvah. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Right. If you have the ability to do the mitzvah now, how can Chazal say to him not to do it?
You're saying even Sefer Torah, even if it's a lifetime mitzvah, you say.
Yeah.
Even if it's a lifetime mitzvah. So,
unless you were very purposely docha, in other words, docha melachto the moed, that's something else. But if right. it's circumstance, whatever.
Right. But here by chol moed is another issue because there's an issue melacha chol moed. So no one's going to say, so therefore, we say, okay, don't you could push it off to left the chol moed, but.
There were exceptions,
right? But this is Torah mitzvah, that the mitzvah is not the due date is not yet. So he's saying, but we should look now to see what's pshat in this ra'ah. Because he's saying here that the ra'ah is. What is he saying? The ra'ah says. We should look up the Magen Mishnah. You have a Rambam here? You want to get a Rambam? Yantif, Hilchos Yantif. Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel. Let's look in the. And Hilchos Yontif in the Rambam in Zmanim. He's going to bring one. Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel. Because we have to see what's the svara that the ra'ah permits. Why should it be that the ra'ah permits to write a magia? The Sefer Torah on
this is the Sefer
Zman? Yeah, it's in Zman, yeah. He's going to bring it in a second.
I am.
Rabbi, you want to read it to us?
The Rambam or the Magen Mishnah?
Okay, first the Rambam, then the Magen Mishnah.
V'asur lechtov b'moed afilu sfarim tefilin mezuzot ve'en menichin afilu ot achat b'sefer ha'azara mipnei shezum melacha she'en l'tzorech ha'moed. Aval kotev adam tefilin mezuzot la'atzmo v'tavet chelet l'bigdo. That's the Rambam.
Okay, so now let's look. Let me. I have on here. Now let's look at the Magen Mishnah.
In the beginning, he just quotes the Gemara.
Yeah, four lines at the bottom. Because of Harab Rabbi Aaron Halevi. Hashem shemutu luchtav tefillin mezuzah latzmo kachmutu lagia b'sifrei Torah l'tzarech atzmo l'shul mitzvah. Shemishnosu eina elu ba'osu l'acherim. The mission is only when you're doing it lacherim, but letzorach your own mitzvah.
Because it's like working for somebody.
Yes, he says you can't do it for someone else, but you can do it for yourself. It's your own mitzvah. But then he says, the mitzvah is not shaykh to Chol HaMoed. Because you have to write the whole Torah in Chol HaMoed anyway. So if you're not going to work on your mitzvah, Chol HaMoed, it's not going to get done on Chol HaMoed anyway. So what do you have to... But the Ra'or is saying that just like you can write... Just like you can write tefillin mezuzah l'atzmo, so then you can write it, you can write Sefer Torah.
He doesn't seem to see the problem as the writing, as the doing for some, you know, doing work for somebody. Maybe he assumes it's going to be for
payment. Well, maybe not. Maybe it means that he's writing for someone else. It's not his mitzvah, so it's not his tzorach.
Mm-hmm. It's not his mitzvah. Shliach. No, not any. You could be a shliach of somebody. Mm-hmm.
But that's an interesting machloikas. So Rav Aaron Halevi, that's the Ra'ah, but the Magen Mishnah says no. This mitzvah is not a mitzvah that you should be doing a Chol HaMoed, because it's there's no pressing need, and you shouldn't do it.
Obviously, if there was no other Sefer Torah and they had a lane from there, I assume it would be all right.
Right. If there was no other Sefer Torah. Right, if they mamish needed it, I guess. Maybe. Let's see the next thing that Rav Harfenis has here on page 22. Sofer, bottom left. Sofer, she's mino eitzlo tefillin, lebocha bar mitzvah. Right, they ordered tefillin for a bar mitzvah boy. She kanis lo ol mitzvah yad lachachat. Right, and he's becoming bar mitzvah right after Yontif. And so far is behind. He didn't finish. Right, so he says, if he's doing it for free, because there's two aspects here, but we discussed that. I made another packet about that, about getting paid for something you're doing a Chol HaMoed. You can't. So it says bechina mutter, because it's okay. Well, yivakish schar al yimei Chol HaMoed. So it says b'shulchanah shemutu lasas malacha, page 23, the tzarf mitzvah shum chuyubo. Okay, mutter adam luchtov tefillin mezuzah la'atzmo. Okay, the tvoz tzitzis labigdo tzarf atzmo avshein tzarf lem Chol HaMoed. So he says it's a mitzvah that he's going to need. So even though he should have really did it before, but even though it's a ma'aseh uman, but it's a tzarech mitzvah. It's a tzarech mitzvah. Wow. There's a tzarech mitzvah, so he can do it. But he shouldn't charge for it. Unless he's a poil she'en lo mayocha. You know, sometimes the sofer is, he's mamish, a poil she'en lo mayocha. If it's a poil she'en lo mayocha, so that's a different story. But he says he shouldn't charge for it.
He says he can do it b'havla. Okay. B'havla is not so simple. Let's see the next shuva here. Oh, this is a good shayla. On page 23, Reish Chav Zayin Beis. Ma'al b'chol mod litim v'sofer livdok mezuzosos. I thought he was going to ask what about to check your tefillin. Because if you don't put tefillin on Chol Moed, it might be a good chance to get your tefillin checked. Oh, that's the next one. Take a look on the next one. We'll get back to the other one. Page 24. Ma'al b'chol moed, litei v'sofer livdok as ha-tefillin shalom. Sha'az lo yisakei v'lanich ha-tefillin shalom. Right, that would be the best time to get your tefillin checked. It's on Chol Moed. So he says, yesh l'hachmer. Why? He says it's a malach choreya. And if there's a psul, then you have to fix the ksiva. Yesh lo dil losu kevin tzad halacha kiv lukdok tefillin. So he's going to do all these things. But he says, "Me and my sofer batul be'erev achag, u'matzah besocha eza psul, el shalom also biyadu l'sakna u'nir sheshud mutal l'sakna b'chol moy. Shemud lasas b'malacha l'tzarach mitzvah shum chuyba." So he says that you're allowed to write. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Mutul lasas malach l'tzarach mitzvah." So it's a tzarach mitzvah. So the tzarach mitzvah is mutter. But then he says, "Shuv ra'isi shemaseif mekor chayim, chosav al din shulchanach the chosav al tefillin the chol shekain the mutter l'ftoch tefillin b'atkol chazut tofrim." He saw me seem dvar vayalchu or. But he says, "Hello here, Idgish says the Rakhul Misha Manich Tzilim Chol Moed." So he's saying maybe the hint is only if you put on tefillin for Chol Moed. So then it's a real tzorach. But if you don't put on tefillin for Chol Moed, then you shouldn't get it checked. Unless you know for sure there was a psul. Meaning if you knew for sure there's a psul beforehand, and he, say the person doesn't put on tefillin for Chol Moed, but he, and the sofer checked it right before Yantif, and he saw a psul, but he didn't have a chance to fix it. So then it could be he could fix it on Chol Moed. So it'll be ready for after Chol Moed. So let's go back to see what he says about checking mezuzahs. So checking mezuzahs, that's not everyone. Chol Moed yichayiv in mezuzah, l'kul yalma. So page 23, Mao. Chol Moed litim the sofer livdok mezuzosof. Umachshem Chol Moed the sofer maskev lovel abaisim livdok mezuzos. In other words, what if the sofer says, you know, Chol Moed, I have extra time, I'll come to your house and check the mezuzahs. So this way it's less time that it's off the door. But if you go to the sofer, you go to him, you have to take it off, you have to go to him and the time he's going to do it and bring it back. It's a whole thing. But he's mamish going to go to your house and he's going to mamish look at it and as soon as it's back, he'll put it back up. So he says, Inay. So this is so the question is, Medikas Mezuzas B'chol HaMoed. So he says like this, Shuvan, Inay Medikas Mezuzas B'chol Mutter B'Manavshach, Im K'sheira, Im B'Shu Malach. If it's kosher, so then you don't have to do any malach. If you put some machashas psul, you'd start a sofer l'sakna, and they might say, woman, she also have the chovos achas, rehu mitzvah chiyuvis, she had a mitzvah, chol yom, chol eis, for also lo lishos mevesu, lo mezuzu, she, lo choshim, kilu hevi es asmo, chathil, ide kach, asas malach, kev shu mi et amotsu. So he thinks you can do it. He thinks he can do it. You could get somebody to come to you. If he's willing to come to your house, so he's saying, Mamad of Shachet's mutter, because if the mezuzah is kosher, so he's not going to have to do anything. If the mezuzah is pasul, so then it's going to be a mitzvah chiyuvis, so now it's good that he did it. But he says, El Shakolzek, Sheikh Hashash, Sneer, Binyan, or Rodas, and mezuzah. What about the question of doing a malacha when you're taking down the mezuzah? Steers, because something is connected to the building, to the house. Well, Chassam Sofer says an interesting thing, that the idea that you have to check first of all, Rav Shachter likes to say from Rav Shlomo Zalman and maybe Bisman is there, that we have heat control, that you don't have to. There was the whole chashash, we're afraid if the winter it's freezing, maybe it'll ruin the mezuzah. But today, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the inside of the house is heat control. But even in the winter, it's going to get super cold and then the chassav is going to crack. We don't have a chiv b'dikas mezuzah b'zman hazeh. But Rav Chassam Sofer makes another point. He says, "Ain't shrichim shasovi v'kenu mechaseres v'seres," because that's muchzak. The whole chov of the medika is that it didn't get ruined from the water or from the heat. Can call all the yochalas says medika zed she yosimenu v'stachel bal she'im akilkol. Maybe you can really do it yourself. You can see. If something, you know, you can see that if it got in water and the whole thing's washed away, or the, you know, you could. I wouldn't recommend this. I mean, El Shabedechal, no same as the sofa, she asks that. Was that Imos Rach Malacha? But what about taking it off the door? El Shachachim, a sofa, Machin, Shamzuz, a sweeper, that's taken from a clear particular. So he says, and then he writes here, could he charge? No, give himself a right to Russia, Hakal Kabaskar. If you miss a few, we shall have a game, can put those dam of Allah, Bahinam, of Allah. The scar. Right? That's what we said. that really he can't charge for it, unless he's a sovereign Eilu Mayocha. Says that, but if the sofer is, say the sofer is not giving it to you for free where he should, so then it's his avera, but you should pay him. Well, the Ram comes from Shmos Lavushin, but the Al-Kapanim here is on the source of Yosef Barela, etc. But then he quotes an opinion that Yeshom Shalom Mitzachi, if it's a Mitzachi Yuvis, then maybe he could even get Schar for it. And the last thing we're going to see right now is Mahul Hanich, bottom of page 24. Mahul Hanich, Hanim, Utsbol, Atsayat, Yur, Vilsius, the coloring book. Page 25, coloring book. That's the top of page 25. It says, Shep, a coloring book. Vichay, Moshe, Yichnevu, the Shem, Skol. So, of course, that should be mutter, because it's not a mice woman. Right, so that should be mutter. Yeah. Right, okay, yes. Kedef umnus mutter, katanik tanik. Yeshla domen bein katanik tanik shalagil lechinuch. So this is a cotton shagil chinuch. All the mats we mechuyom lafrish or mezem mitin chinuch. He says he never piskei halachas consumption shushapir double lanif tanim and sayim and coloring book. Okay, we should be dechal kol sivon ma'ase hedyot, and the kids like it, so they're enjoying it. It's ma'ase hedyot letzarach mori. Maybe then you can tell me choshin to buy ma'ase hedyot. The mudim b'mog she'neni b'merim. Okay, it's like tzarachei mori. So that for sure. Then he says in the Sefer Shalos Rab, next paragraph, maybe Hashem had gone with Chaim Kanievsky. She wrote the Chanech Tal Yeladim Megil Arba. She only tied up a boy to Hashem Mitzvah. That's a big chiddush. He says that you should be marking them from age 4. I would be mitzvah not that way. And the kids, maybe even a gadol likes the color. You know, it should be mutter. Because it's a ma'aseh hedyot, and it's a tzarach hamoyed and enjoys it. And then he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, I think, on page 25 at the top left. The Sefer Chiko Mamtakim. That's from Shlomo Zalman, I believe. Maybe Shemekel Mitam Ache, Shekem Shememel Shitas Rabbein Tam, Tiksav Mishita, Eda Choshev Ksav Klal, Mutu Afilu Shalom Tzorach. In other words, if it's Ksav Mishita, it's not, you know, regular, you know, Ksav Sefer Torah. So that's not a ksav. Afshalom k'tir k'vazim k'mochum l'gam itanim yishut sarvzeh. V'chein hiskim imo hagon Rav Meir Mazuz. Oh, Rav Meir Mazuz has the shishim in B'nai Brak. He says racham. He says like this also. V'yisim itam sheyuz. So I don't know what he says when he grows over. Pasha Prat is that all these things should be mutter. Because they enjoy it. It's a very brilliant. So the Maisa Hedya, so that should be okay. And then he says, Pasha, look at the next thing. Shemuta Kol Adam on page 26 on the right. So he says like this. Muta Kol Afil Gedolim, Sade Puzzle, Kol Moy. That shows it's Surah Noah. Scrabble, Monopoly, Kol Eilah, Maisa Hedget. Right, certainly if you key is you should take it apart afterwards. You make the puzzle and then take it apart. So it's a ksiva she'ena miskayemus. Right, Legos or clicks. What's clicks? All right, what's clicks? Lego, we know it is. Yes, so that's the key thing that should take it apart. That is another thing about you want to put up a sign. Say someone had a baby, you want to put up a sign for a bris milah. So you're going to print out a sign with black print. But you want everyone to know. You know, so you're going to put up a nice sign. He says, Nira, page 26 on the top left. Lift up b'ksav yodo. Vada is what? You take your pen and your paper, that's for sure, Mutter. That's... You're inviting everyone. But say you want it on the computer, you want to make a nice sign and print it out.
Wouldn't the computer be more cal than handwriting? Because it's less direct.
It's less direct, right? But the question is, the big question is it considered a maisa uman or not? Because it's nice print.
Today, any
good Joe Schmo could do that.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, right. So that's right. That was the machlokas we had earlier this year. With between Rav Moshe and Rav Shechter, I took a quote from the Chol Hamoed book about the old Polaroid cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Is that considered my... So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says you look at the result. Since it's not like when I just draw something, which is just a real picture of Moshe. No, like you said, everyone can do that today. Everyone could... But I personally can't, but most people could print, a nice hodah. And then he says at the end, maybe it's a Dover oven. But he says here on the... on the bottom of page Tof Aleph. He says, "Ragorav Rabbi Zorga, hey Yeshlomo, don't zechashiv kein dover oven. If you mashukos Yosef b'das Rabban, the gather dover oven who called dover she'adam ragil l'tro chavura shelo yavdena. V'hachanami derchalon l'tro le'isim chosul avur hashtatzus pachto. Because if he's not going to do it, people miss out on the suda. The suda, very mochi chutzos l'hamti." So people are not going to come. People are not going to see. So that could be a dover over even, and that's mutter even on the ma'isa umma. So even if you want to say it's a ma'isa umma, like Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, still might be a dover over because the people are not going to see. So that's so people are not going to see. So that could be a dover oven, and then it could even be mutter. So that's another point you saw. If it's dover oven, then even a ma'aser umah could be mutter. So if people are not going to see, he's going to make a whole party, and no one's going to come because they're not going to see that they're there. So that's called a dover oven, and then even if making the signs is considered a ma'aser umah, it would still be mutter. So that's another. Okay, Rabosai. Tomorrow is regular Mezusha Monday. Shir should be at 11 o'clock. Okay, very good. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Have a good day.